This is Who Won by the Light of the Moon and the Stars. A Teen Wolf, Thor, Norse Mythology crossover fic, written by Tigress Wolf and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and is gen, with additional tags for alternate universe, canon divergence, secret identity, identity issues, Loki and his children, family, future fic. Author's notes: Vali and Nari don't exist. Jackson and Erica are part of Derek's pack. AU Before the Avengers, future fic for Teen Wolf. Title from Whitman. There are things in the dark, and they're calling his name. He listens, because he can't turn off the sound. He doesn't answer, because he knows what's out there. He doesn't answer for a long time. He doesn't answer until the night he does. The night he goes walking, eyes closed, and a path opens that wasn't there before, and howling follows him into the dark. The night he meets a wolf larger than a mountain, and the wolf calls him father, and he trails a fingertip along the sword jammed into the wolf's mouth. The night he tears open a dozen lies, and the tiniest of sparks explodes into a realm-eating fire. Rest, he says, gently stroking the wolf's flank. Your sister is coming to get you. She'll take you home. Father, the wolf rumbles. Don't go back alone. He laughs, soft and bitter and ancient. I'll be fine, little one, he says, pressing a kiss to the tip of the wolf's nose. On his way home, he meets a snake and a stallion, traveling together along the road. Father, the stallion says, tossing his head. Hello, adds the snake, twining around his feet. Boys, he laughs. Oh, you look so well. He stays with them for a ways, talking about nothing. But when the path forks, he goes left and they go right. Your sister is taking your brother home, he says as they part. I'll see you all there soon. Farewell, father, the snake calls, and the stallion adds, until we meet again. He stops at the door, one hand on the knob. Dad is asleep upstairs, dreaming about Mama. One of Derek's puppies is skulking around in the backyard. Sounds like Isaac. Scott and Allison are sneaking around in the preserve. Boyd and Erica are curled up together in her bed at Derek's apartment. Jackson and Lydia and Danny are just getting back from a date, and Derek is patrolling the edge of Beacon Hills. Everyone is safe. Everyone is alive. And I'll keep it that way, he promises. His daughter, caressing his youngest son's muzzle, says, It's not quite time, father. I know, he whispers, and goes inside. In the morning, Stiles Stilinski gets up, makes breakfast for him and his dad, and goes to school. At lunch, Boyd tells the rest of the pack about the weird smell Derek found. It started on Stiles Street, went a few yards, and stopped. Stiles gives the wolves a hard time for failing at being bloodhounds. Allison says she'll ask her dad if Boyd can describe the scent better. Boyd looks at her warily for a second before saying, Salty, earthy and icy, with a hint of ash. And blood. A lot of blood. Allison nods. Lydia starts to tell her about the movie she and the boys saw last night, while Isaac and Scott discuss lacrosse, and Jackson turns to Boyd to demand the keys to the rink. Erica asks Danny a computer question, and Stiles watches them all, smiling. There is a woman wearing silver and black standing in his bedroom. "Father," she says, "are you rested?" Derek and his puppies are out running. Danny, Lydia, and Allison are waiting for Stiles to grab his laptop before they head to Wolf HQ. Or, as everyone else calls it, the Hale House, freshly renovated. "I'm better than I have been since Baldur," Loki replies. Out in the forest, Derek howls, because that odd scent is back. Salt and earth and ice, ash and blood. Hooves are drumming, a serpent hisses, an icy wind roars, and a howl such as no earthly-born wolf could make fills the air. And then, all of it is suddenly gone. "Keep your brothers safe," he says to his daughter. "Borrow Niflheimr from Odin King if you must." "As you command," she murmurs, leaving as silently as she came. Stiles grabs his laptop and hurries downstairs. He didn't one day wake up remembering another life. There is no time he can remember where he didn't know it. He is Stiles Stilinski. He has also always been Loki Silvertongue. His mother was Alandra Lukasin, the smartest woman in the world. His father is Alexander Stilinski, the best man he's ever known. He also never knew his birth mother, but was raised by the Queen of Asgard and a succession of servants. He also killed his birth father and was raised by the Allfather. He is an only child. He also once had a brother, whose shadow eclipsed him no matter what he did. He is a teenager on the cusp of manhood, wolf wrangler, A-plus student, second-string lacrosse player. He is a father, a god, hated, feared, fallen. And now, at last, he is finally whole again, able to wield all the chaos in the Nine Realms. He is complete. And were he not also Stiles? Were he only Loki? But his dad and Scott, the Pack and Derek. He loves them, as he once loved Thor, once loved Frigga, once wanted to love Odin and the Warriors Three and Sif. He loves Beacon Hills and Midgardr as he once loved Asgard. Ragnarok is at his fingertips. But he must want to light the spark. "Loki?" "Yes, mostly. If only for his children and nothing else." But Stiles does not. Not yet. He fell through the void, through eternity and the cosmos, and he landed in Alandra Stilinski's arms as a screaming infant, helpless and small. He landed, reborn. Hell came to him that first night. She soothed him, cradled him, sang the songs he had once sung to her. "Rest, father," she said, just before leaving. "Be at peace. It took everything you had to survive, and most of my magic as well. Sleipnir, Jormungandr, Fenrir, and I can wait. You must care for yourself now." He couldn't speak, but he listened. He listened, and he waited, and he became Alandra Stolinsky, beloved son of Ellie and Alex. He became Stiles, best friend of Scott. He became the second in command of the sorriest wolf pack on Midgarda. He will remain Stiles until every member of his family has passed on to hell. He will let them go nowhere else. And then he will see how he feels about Ragnarok. Stiles, Dad calls. Dinner's ready, kid. He goes downstairs, complains about school, tries to cajole his dad into talking about an open case, brainstorms a menu for the rest of the week, asks if there are any movies Dad wants to see. It's a normal night. It's a good night. It's the kind of night he wants to keep, that he wishes he'd had more of with his own children. It's the kind of night he'll fight for, if anyone ever realizes he survived. Still going out with your friends? Dad asks as they clear the table. Stiles nods. Don't be out too late, Dad says. It's a school night. Stiles nods again. Don't worry about me, Dad. Dad laughs, shaking his head. I'm always gonna worry about you, Stiles, he says fondly. Stiles is a tiny little spark, a catalyst. He's got potential, sure, but he has to survive long enough to use it. Loki is a wildfire, and he can burn down worlds. He probably will one day, when he blinks and everyone he loves has died. But until then, he runs with wolves, and he hides from hunters, and he looks after his dad, and he keeps Scott from doing stupid things. Fenrir lounges by the ornate fireplace in the room Hel fashioned just for him. Sleipner canters around the field Hel grew just for him. Only one like it in all of Niflheimr. Jormungandr suns on the ice, half in the water. Hel finalizes the coup that will win her another realm. Stiles sleeps, and Loki dreams of fire. The end.